Support for WPR comes from Focus on Energy, a statewide program partnering with utilities and dedicated to helping Wisconsin businesses make smart energy decisions. More at focusonenergy.com/business.
Support for WPR comes from Lawrence University in Appleton, a national liberal arts college and conservatory, offering a global education with internships, research, and study abroad programs. More at lawrence.edu.
Great to have you with us on WPR News. Larry Mueller here, and today we're going to take a look at what's going on around Wisconsin with our guest Mike Beno of Our Wisconsin Magazine. Looking forward to talking with him. And here we are in our Wisconsin Public Radio's winter member drive, and we have an ambitious plan of raising an entire member drive's worth of donations in just one day. And I couldn't do it without Jill Nadeau, our executive producer.
Well, thank you, Larry. I couldn't do it without you. That's for darn sure.
Well, yeah, the gifts are pretty important, isn't it?
They really, really are, you know, because listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs. Now, we say that a lot, but think about that, really. Think about it again. If you donate now, you can help make that one-day drive a success. And you know what that means? More news, conversations, and entertainment that you value. So it's a great time to give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And today, your support will go twice as far. A generous group of donors will match all donations up to $65,000.
That's amazing. And it's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting WPR programs. You know, they inform, they inspire you and the entire state of Wisconsin.
Your participation now really vital. Join in to meet this match before the end of the day. We could probably do it during this show.
Oh, no problem.
Well, we need to get it done by the end of the day anyway, but you can really help right now by giving at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And, you know, we do get some money from federal and state tax dollars, and they do come from listeners like you, but they provide important funding for WPR. However, voluntary listener contributions are actually the biggest piece of support for WPR.
So you make the difference. You make the quality, variety, the independence of programs on WPR possible. And because WPR matters to you, make a personal contribution for the service you value. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
You know, it's always nice to be part of a community. Well, you are part of the Wisconsin Public Radio's community of listeners. And whether you've been listening for years and years or just maybe a few months, you can become part of our community of members, people who support all of the news, the information, and music that they value too.
And if you've never given before, you might start with a gift of $120 or better yet, make that an ongoing gift of $10 a month. And your contribution really of any amount makes you a member. And because the largest piece of our funding comes from members, you'll really make a difference. It all starts with your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Lance from Madison.
And I'm Cheryl.
And we listen to WPR basically nonstop.
Our hobby is riding our tandem, and so we listen to WPR with shared earbuds while we're riding a tandem. We're pretty addicted to WPR. We love the programming.
And it's so wonderful to listen to programming that is not interrupted by commercials. Mm-hmm. That is just an outstanding attribute of WPR. Oh, golly.
We just love it.
Feel good and make a difference right now at WPR.org.
That's right. That's WPR.org. Or you could phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. During our winter member drive, Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau. Listener support's the biggest source of our funding, and that's why your gift, $10 a month or $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, has an important impact.
And supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do with just a few minutes of your time. All we need is your name, your contact info, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay.
And your gift supports the stories and the programs that keep you connected to the world. So give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Well, I like one-day member drives, and I'm sure you do, too. And if you do, they only work when everybody joins in. And so we're encouraging you to have a $65,000, or we have a $65,000 for dollar match still in effect all day. Give now, WPR.org, or at 888-202-2552. And your support of WPR will go twice as far.
And we've got a new WPR Badger sticker. And no matter what amount you give, we'll send you one.
Yeah.
You just ask for it.
Yeah, you know, that design was so popular on the sweatshirt.
Yeah, I should have worn my sweatshirt today. Anyway, the headphone wearing Badger has become iconic, and maybe you already have him on your sweatshirt or magnet, but now get the sticker when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And while you're doing that, if you're not a sustainer, why don't you become one right now? It's easy to set up, and you'll make ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card. So go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to provide reliable support for the programs that you love. Like Marcia in Madison says, WPR has given me decades of information and enjoyment.
Please give right now. Powerful really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you. And now I want to turn our attention to Mike Beano. Mike is the editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine. We have Mike on often when one of the new magazines comes out because it's devoted to our state. And as we talk with Mike today, I hope you'll join in. Tell us what you and your neighbors are up to this winter. Let us know about maybe a story from your community that you'd like to have the magazine cover. Or maybe tell us what you enjoyed reading in this past issue. I'd love to hear from you and your Wisconsin story. So you can call us at 800-642-1234. Or you can send an email to talk@WPR.org. And Mike Beano, thanks for coming back to the show.
Hey, Larry. You know, I haven't chased myself off with a rude comment in 13 years, so we must be doing something right.
Thank you. Has it been 13 years? Oh, my goodness me.
Go ahead.
It feels like yesterday almost.
You know? It's all relative, Larry. It's all relative.
And here we are. We're still in winter, and you had some snow yesterday, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, did we? I'm up here. Our office is in Manitowish Waters in Vilas County. I live in Presque Isle, a little north of there. As I've said before, I'm not a Youper, but I can see them from there. 8 inches in the yard, 12 inches in the drifts, and did not make it. I live on an incline that's got about 11% grade. What that means is bottle gas trucks slide off it once in a while, I'm not kidding. Lucky to work at home yesterday, but it's cleared out. The guys know how to move snow up here, and it is a gorgeous, gorgeous blue sunny day in the North Woods with some sparkle on the snow.
Yeah, that's well. Speaking of that, you caught some of those photos of winter in this latest issue. It's just absolutely beautiful photography. It's always present in our Wisconsin.
Oh, thank you. The cover of this February-March issue. It's a picture of an island in winter on one of the lakes up here in Vilas County, taken by Dave Meese in Lac de Flambeau. These photographers, at this time of year, they catch that golden light that's so low with the sun coming in across the snow. I once heard it said, Grandma Moses is a great, great painter, but all her snow was white. Well, sometimes it's golden, sometimes it's blue, reflecting the sky. And I think we got a cover that kind of caught both of that this time.
Yeah.
You know, I have to say, Mike, that with your photographs, I can smell and feel being there. You know, you just put yourself right there in that location.
Yeah, it's absolutely really great photos and all the issues, but in particular, I was struck by some or many of the photos in this one. And I noticed there's a new kind of returning column in this issue. It's called Let's Hit the Road.
Yeah, Let's Hit the Road. And you know something, it's wonderful to have enthusiastic people to work with here. And the person who's heading up this thing is our managing editor, Julie Gilkey. She and her husband, Gary. I'll back up and talk about what this is all about. It's a little 4 to 5 page travelogue in the magazine. We have a lot of people stories, okay? The readers themselves tell us what's going on in their corner of Wisconsin. But this is a little bit more in-depth. And Julie Gilkey of Appleton and her husband, Gary, they hit the road. They put on a little travelogue. They choose, a county or maybe a cluster of counties in an area of Wisconsin, and they will go there, spend a couple of days, do a little research ahead and just, you know, figure out where they might want to stop. And they're going to see some scenery. They're going to see some history in a museum, maybe. They're going to check out some bakeries. They're going to maybe find a winery. They're going to talk to some of the people on the street. And the idea is to find some of the hidden gems on the back roads of Wisconsin. There are many. And we try to put the emphasis a little more on the counties you don't hear a whole heck of a lot about. This issue, we've got them in exploring Trempealeau and Buffalo and Pepin counties in the western part of the state along the Great River Road. And there's some wonderful stops they made. One that's a favorite of mine there.
Mine too. I think I know what you're going to say.
Stockholm Pie Company. You been there?
Yeah.
I was there last April. I was visiting my grandson in lacrosse at school, and he's a triathlon type who eats a lot. And we drove to the Stockholm Pie Company and General Store, and you can get a flight of pies, you know, so you can have 4 or 5 flavors. And it's a wonderful small place. It's homey. But this was April, and we started out on a gorgeous sunny day like this, and we got smacked with a 20-inch snowstorm. And there was a couple in there on a Harley. They had to call a friend to come and get them, but they enjoyed the pie in the meantime. You like it there, Larry?
Oh, yeah. I like pie pretty much anywhere. I've been known also to stop at Osseo for a pie once.
There we go, the Norske Nook.
Norske Nook as well. Oh, my gosh. Well, I tell you what. I was going to mention recipes just to say a word or two, but Jill's kind of waving her arms at me and shrieking silently. Because we need to talk about our member drive for just a minute here and remind you that your support's so important, powers the news, the conversations, and the entertainment that you count on.
That's right. That's how WPR works, that the people who use it are the largest source of funding for it.
And now's an exciting time to give. You help raise an entire member drive's worth of donations. We can do it in just one day. So give right now. Make that one-day drive a success at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Now, you may be asking yourself, how can you do that with one day? Well, a generous group of current members will match all of your contributions up to $65,000. That gives a lot of wiggle room here. Now, that means that your support for the essential public service that you rely on will go twice as far.
It's a great day to give. Join in now with your gift of any amount, and it will be doubled at WPR.org or at 888 888- 202-2552.
Now, you just heard about a really good pie shop, actually two, and I don't know about you, but I always like to know where the good pie shops are. So that was invaluable information that you could only get here on WPR. And you know how you get that? Because WPR is listener supported. And that means that when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many more hours possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Take a few minutes and make your gift.
You can become a sustainer. You can choose a monthly gift amount to come from your bank or maybe your credit card, and it'll continue for as long as you like.
That's right, because WPR is one of those things that you never want to live without. They make your support ongoing with a sustaining gift. It's convenient. It's flexible, too. So get started. Give maybe $10 or $20 a month at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You may have heard us say once or twice, okay, maybe a few times, that listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs. It's true. Listeners like you make everything you enjoy on WPR possible. Let the world know you belong to the community that provides the biggest slice of funding for Wisconsin Public Radio when you ask for your WPR Badger sticker for your gift of any amount. Here's how.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau. And your support during this winter member drive makes the news, the conversations, the Larry Mueller show possible. So your gift, 10, 20 bucks a month or whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
And today, when you support the programs that you value on WPR, give the amount that's comfortable for you. Many people give $10 a month. Some give $100 a month or more.
Whatever amount you give, it'll support the programs that enhance your life with the Larry Mueller Show and other news and information every single day. So give now whatever amount works for you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Remember, today is our only on-air drive day to ask for your support this winter. So join in now and get in on $65,000 match, dollar-for-dollar match. Give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Your support of WPR will go twice as far.
And if you're looking for a fun way to show off your WPR fandom, you should ask for the WPR Badger sticker. Our Badger wearing WPR headphones is back, this time in sticker form, and he's available for your donation of any amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Larry, how can you tell if it's a female or male badger?
Well, you pick up its tail.
I'm thinking we can't tell that on the sticker. So I think it's a she. Just saying. If you're a sustaining member making ongoing monthly gifts, thank you. Make today the day you increase your support of WPR by $5 or $10 a month or whatever amount you choose at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And Cynthia Middleton says, we enjoy the broadcast provided by WPR.
Join with your gift right now. So important at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and thank you. Great to have you with us today for WPR News. Larry Mueller and Jill Nadeau's with us, and our guest is Mike Bino, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine. Questions for him, or maybe you've got an idea for him for a story, give us a call. The number's 800-642-1234, or you could email to talk at WPR.org. And now let's talk about recipes. And this issue features more recipes, I think, than before. There's 12 now instead of 8. Why make that change?
Popular demand. You know, this audience, for sure, I think any audience, you can't miss with food because everybody eats. So we've gone from 8 recipe cards with bright color pictures to show you how it'll turn out, 8 recipe cards to 12 in every issue. And we got a letter in from a person who said, excellent timing. I have been choosing the recipes I've wanted to try here in my kitchen, and I was starting to run low. Now you've just kicked it up. We're eating fine for the the foreseeable future. We go with the down-home recipes. They're hearty ones usually, but we also have some desserts and salads and sides. And Chris Krieger, our food editor, actually our proofreader, copy editor, lives in Minocqua, and she chooses all the recipes for us. She comes by this honestly because for about 25 years, she did all the recipes for Taste of Home magazine in Greendale in all the cookbooks and has done some work for Pillsbury as well. So the lady knows her way around the kitchen, and I get hungry every time I look at the stuff she chooses.
You know, my two of my favorite soups, French onion and tomato, are two that I make. And here, there's one recipe in there I thought, oh, I got to try this one. It's a French onion tomato soup recipe. So it's combining both of my favorites in one.
Okay, well, you better get busy. And you call Jill and me, we'll be right over there, okay?
Oh, man. Let's look at some of the stories. There's a Wisconsin polka legend who's still on the airwaves. Jerry Schneider, talk about him and his influence on the polka music scene.
Well, I'm going to, but he's a mainstay in polka radio programming, but I think he's a little behind you as a towering mainstay in Wisconsin radio. I'm not going to ask how many years, but you've been at it a while.
Yeah, a little while.
Okay, well, this guy's just a pup because he's only been on 40 years.
Oh, yeah, he is a pup compared to me.
Okay, Jerry Schneider of Chilton. This is the kind of stuff I love about doing this magazine because you receive stories in about characters, about people all around the state. Now, Jerry Schneider's, he's 85, but he's still does his polka program, the Jerry Schneider Show, on KFIZ, KFIZ-AM in Fond du Lac. Now, he's been on several different AM stations through the years, Chilton and Oshkosh, and other stations even beyond that. And he and his wife, Karen, Saturday mornings, they'll load up their 500 CDs. You don't see many of those going through radio stations these days. And they will get on for a live broadcast like we're doing now, just like Larry leads, 9 till noon on Saturdays. Okay, so Karen's there taking the requests, and with polka music, you got to they're all 2 minutes and 38 seconds long. They're quick,
yeah.
And you got to find the blue skirt waltz or a schottische, or you know it's. There's German, there's Czech, there's Pole, there's Slovenians, all over Wisconsin that are listening to different discrete kinds of polka music. It's not all the same. Jerry knows it because he not only has spun the records, the CDs, been a musician since 1957. The Jerry Schneider Band, which he led all over the Midwest, many states, but I think a highlight was in 1992 when they were selected to play at the John F. Kennedy Center for Performing Arts in D.C. as a tribute to Germany. So, and you know, you've got a Wisconsin Polka Music Hall of Famer. Well, they chose Jerry and his band. So what do they do in Chilton? They loaded up three busloads of his fans who've been oopying and Oktoberfesting through the decades, and went there to support him. And I don't think the people wanted him to get off stage because I think they were dancing in the aisles. The thing about polka music I've always heard is, and we've talked about it here, there's no such thing as a sad polka.
No, there isn't. It just brought back a memory of doing the hot polka at the Germany Pavilion at Epcot with Renee, and she and I are pretty good at hot polka.
I'm pretty sad at polkaing, but, you know, I grew up in the UP. There are some polkas, but not like Wisconsin.
Not like Wisconsin. Well, there's another thing about Wisconsin that comes to mind, and that's snowmobiling. And you have a great story written about some snowmobilers. And for those who don't know, just how far can you travel on snowmobile trails in our state?
I believe I believe there is, circuitously, I think there's something like 20,000 miles worth of groomed trails.
Yeah, I know that there are more snowmobile trails than are interstate miles, interstate highway miles.
Oh,
in
I
the
believe
state
that.
By quite a bit.
You can ride all the way to Canada on marked, numbered trails. And we have a couple here that they go pretty far. I don't think they've gone to Canada. But this is, again, this is an example of the readers themselves pitching in stories at our invitation. So we've got Bonnie Pesky. She was a writer, and she and her husband, Wally, are avid snowmobilers. Now, last year, I felt for them because there was no snowmobiling last year. Here in Vilas County, the trails did not open. We had skidoos piled up in crates, and but they had a comeback this year. February was outstanding insofar as people who came here, and February we've done pretty well. There was a little bit of pent up demand. Bonnie and her husband Wally, they live in Ogdensburg, which is Waupaca County, and they have a cabin, I would say, a cottage up around Pickerel, but that's Forest County, Waupaca County. That's about a six-hour trail ride, and they're very happy to get on, go up north to their cottage just on snowmobiles. That's what they do, and they'll put on 3,000 to 4,000 miles each winter. Wally has got a Polaris sled. He's put 35,000 miles on, and he was finally forced to replace it in 2022 because you can't get parts for the model he had anymore. So Karen or Bonnie sent in this article to us and talked about where they like to stop, what they like to see, what they like to do. And this is kind of a little winter travelogue on its own. They catch Trail 11 to Trail 9 in Marion, so they're heading up through Waupaca County. And they head into Shawano County at Star Lake Campsite Bar and Grill in Bowler, Tillida, that area. And they continue on through Polar and Lily, getting into the Scenic River area. They love seeing scenic Crocker Hills Recreation Area when they hit Langlade County, heading up toward Antigo, and they work their way toward Wabino, and Roberts Lake back there is gorgeous. It's a beautiful place to go in the fall, and their cabin's on Arbutus Lake near Pickerel. So 5 to 6 hours, and they just love every minute of it. Snowmobiles today aren't like the ones Larry and I remember from the 60s, where you rattle your back out, you smell like a chainsaw, and you probably only go about 5 miles before you got to fix something.
Oh, five? You don't get that far.
and don't lean too close to that muffler.
I remember those too, guys. So my dad sold snowmobiles, actually, starting like in the 70s. So
He did?
Yeah, he did.
What kind?
Mercury, actually.
That's a Wisconsin brand.
Yeah. It is.
It is indeed.
There were Aaron's snowmobiles there, and now here we're getting it. The Snowmobile Hall of Fame and Museum is up here, St. Germain area, Saner. The snowmobile was invented by Carl Ellison in Saner, which is not far from where I'm sitting.
Yeah, that's very cool. I think the first one we had was a snow cat. And that would have been in the 60s.
Yeah, that's getting back there.
Mm-hmm.
There are antique sled rallies they have many places around the state. They bring these old rebuilds out there, and people love them.
We got an email just on another topic, but it's related, certainly. Andy emailed. He wanted to highly recommend the pie at the Main Street Cafe in Bloomer. And if you go there... this is just me doing a little searching around. The restaurant itself, it's just to look at the walls and what they've got up on the walls is probably worth the trip. But They have a cherry cream cheese pie that has caught my interest. So the Main Street Cafe in Bloomer, that might be worth a story down the road, Mike.
Well, I think
Andy, thank you for the tip. We always need to hear about places like this. And, you know, Pi R squared, no, Pi R great, each and every one of them. And so we live on ideas here, and I'm jotting that down. We like to highlight Monpa cafes, and this sounds like one right up our alley.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's a couple in Elk Mounds. There was a story that I really enjoyed. I liked them all, but this couple in Elk Mounds have a business of restoring old electronics. And their place is called the Restoration Station.
It is. It is a very cool place. They have hundreds of vintage jukeboxes here. I'm just gonna lay that out for the folks. Talk about color. But there's a little story behind a story here. Ken Anderson, who's our Eau Claire County field editor, we deputize readers themselves as to be field editors, tip us off to what's going on, you know, in every corner of their county. If we have a question about a county or something, that, you know, we give them a call and ask the expert, somebody who lives there. Well, Ken is a retired school teacher, and he's doing some of this now in retirement, and he runs into one of his former students, a guy named John Cartmill. And they get to talking, and, you know, John is 68 years old. Ken is a little bit older, but these guys well recognize each other, know each other. He says, "So what are you doing these days, John?" asking his old student. Well, John was he was a gearhead kind of guy. He built hot rods. He owned Napa auto parts stores. He was the service manager at a Chevy dealership for a long time, so he knew his way around cars. And he built a hot rod, but then he and his wife had and he knew what it took to do that. He and his wife were making a basement rec room into a 50s theme kind of thing. And so he had to seek out a jukebox. Well, he found a lot of old junk ones. He said, "Well, I can fix this." And he dove in up to his elbows and figured it out. And he got the thing, the lights winking and the records moving, and got that in the basement. Then they need a Coke machine. "Well, I'll find an old-fashioned Coke machine. I can fix this thing." So he came to the conclusion, these are a lot easier than rebuilding cars. So the result is they have a one-of-a-kind shop, jukeboxes, pinball machines, arcade games, all for sale, you know, neon lights, beer signs from taverns, automotive-related memorabilia, and it's all in a 1930s replica gas station. So there is bright lights, there's winking lights, there's sounds, and you can go there and buy a game. You could buy a jukebox. If you have an old one, you can bring it to him. He's got five buildings, and he's restoring things for people, and he says, "Why five buildings? I don't ever want to run out of work."
I love
and,
that.
And he restores them from around the country, as I think in the article.
So. That's true. He's got over 100 jukeboxes. Some are dating to the 30s. And he just likes the challenge of finding a new one and then figuring it out. We have many pictures in here of what they're doing there. Something he described, and I got to see if I can find a picture. In Amory, somebody got him this Little Miss Dairy Queen. I don't know if people remember the Dutch maid with her bonnet and apron and wooden shoes, 11 feet tall on the top of the old Dairy Queens. I think maybe they rotated, lit from the inside. And he found this mascot, outdated. It was bleached by the sun, all that stuff. He designed a new cupola for her to stand on that rotates, rebuilt the mechanical gears. He stripped off the old paint, repainted it, reassembled it. I think his wife helped him because she's an artist. And that was a giant project. But it's bringing back some of this old fun nostalgia, and it's neat when you run into a story like that.
I tell you what, though, indeed. Mike, you need to find someone who does antique appliances, because I got a stove that's on one burner, so.
It's down to one burner. It's an antique, and you can tell.
I had
one of those, too, except this one had a convection bake that never shut off, so yeah, that was tricky.
Well, this is from the 50s, so it doesn't
have...
So there you go. Yeah, yeah,
Mike Bino, our guest, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine. We're talking about the February-March issue, and the April's coming out pretty quick.
It is.
But it's always fun talking with Mike. We get into some great conversations, and Jill Nadeau once in a while is with me, too, for our Wisconsin Public Radio's Winter Member Drive. And today's the only day we'll be on air asking for your support.
Well, that means more of your favorite programs. Yay. It also means we need to raise an entire drive's worth of donations in just one day. Your give now is just so important. So make the one-day drive a success when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And today only, all contributions up to $65,000 are going to be matched by a group of generous members.
And this is, of course, trying to encourage you to join them to support Wisconsin Public Radio. So double your support for the programs you value when you give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, listening to WPR is a lot like going out for coffee with a smart friend. It's, and maybe a funny one, too.
Yes,
it's enjoyable, informative. It kind of piques your curiosity.
And you know what? Someone has to pick up the bill when you're done.
I'm usually good at that.
You are, Larry. You get a little scary, folks. He will not let you pay for his bill. You know what? You make the conversations you value on this service possible with your financial support. So give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And if you've never given before and you look forward to listening every day to WPR, it's a sign, I think, that it's time to donate. And when you spend that much time with WPR, it means it's important to you.
Absolutely. And you are important to us because WPR is listener-supported radio. We count on financial
participation.
Thank you, Larry.
Larry,
oh my gosh. From people like you, people who care about independent news, it's so important, and people that you can trust, or maybe conversations about music, or like what we do, how to make your life better. Your gift of, say, maybe $120, that's only $10 a month. Whatever amount feels right for you and your budget really makes a difference. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I started donating quite a few years ago. I took the plunge. It was the first thing that I had ever done with the sustaining type of membership. It was painless, and so I've just continued. I trust Wisconsin Public Radio. I also trust them to use my money wisely. I'm Bea Liebel from Merrill, Wisconsin. I encourage you to join me in sustaining Wisconsin Public Radio.
You know, I think most of my friends are sustaining members, which is kind of nice, as they want to tell me.
I don't allow anyone to be my friend unless they're a sustainer, Larry.
What about you? Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your donation during our drive. Larry Mueller with Jill Nadeau. Join in with your gift right now, because WPR's essential service is available to you and your community thanks to your support.
That's right. You know, sometimes you actually get more than you pay for. WPR is one place where that's true every single day. So consider a gift of $2 a day to support the program, the radio programs that you love.
You can't buy much for $2 anymore, but at WPR, $2 a day actually makes a lot of news and a lot of information possible. That's, what, $60 a month, and you can make that gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And a one-day member drive, which we're in right now, works only when everyone joins in. And I encourage you, because we have $65,000 dollar-for-dollar match still in effect. So give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And your support of WPR and The Larry Mueller Show will go twice as far.
And you can ask for your new WPR Badger sticker with your gift of any amount. Your headphone-wearing Badger has become iconic, and maybe you already have him on a sweatshirt or a magnet. I have on both. What about you? Give that sticker. Ask for that sticker when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And if you're not a sustainer, please become one right now. It's easy to set up, and you'll make ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card when you go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552, and it provides reliable support for the programs that you love. Kathleen in Welsh, Minnesota says, I rely on the Larry Mueller Show to keep me entertained and informed. Thank you, Kathleen.
Yeah, thank you so much, Kathleen. Join with your gift right now. What about you? It's a powerful, really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you. Great to have you along today on WPR News. Larry Mueller, Jill Nadeau with us today, and our guest, Mike Bino, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine. We're talking about the February-March issue. Taking your questions, maybe you got some ideas for a story. I hope you'll join in. Andy sent us a good one. What about you? Number's 800-642-1234, or you could email to talk at WPR.org. Mike, we've talked with a number of really good dog experts on the show, and I learned about another great trainer who was from Wisconsin, Charlie Morgan. There was a story about that. Tell us about his life and his philosophy about dogs.
Be kind to your pets. Charlie Morgan. This is a story by Tom Davis, one of our contributing writers, been a mainstay in Wisconsin for a long time. Charlie Morgan was from Random Lake, Wisconsin. Now, we're talking about back in the World War One era and beyond, and Charlie had a very big kennel that used to be a fox farm there in Random Lake, and Charlie was known all across the nation as a retriever trainer, and he became one of the most noted of all time. He won more national retriever championships than many people back then, at least three. But he said, even more than that, getting a dog in the field just one-on-one without all the accolades and the people and the bells and whistles and the trophies and the ribbons, getting that dog and connecting with that dog and the hunter, the person, that connection is something that was more precious to him and important to him than all the championships that he won. The interesting thing was, you know, he came from Missouri and he was a baseball pitcher. He was pretty good at it, he served in World War One. We don't know if he went overseas or not, but he was in the field artillery, and he just picked up training Chesapeake Bay Retrievers one day when somebody had a dog who was a little bit hard-headed, I would say. And that breed is known for being pretty independent, big muscular dogs, and you really need to connect with a dog that big if you're going to work with it. So he got this dog working so well that a prominent Chesapeake fancier from out east took such a shine to her. He worked on Charlie till he bought the dog, and then he started shipping more dogs to Charlie to train. Charlie wasn't in it professionally at this time, and he began full time in 1935. Well, he was kind of a big, ruffled, friendly fellow. He always wore white coveralls with dog paw prints all over his chest from the dogs jumping up on him. He got close with his dogs. This was during an era when there were stern trainers. Well, he was never stern with a dog, and it just seemed to work. If he was a little bit hard on one when he was trying to drill him in the field, he'd make it up to the dog that evening. He cooked his bacon and eggs in his sunbeam pan. He'd take some bread and get a little bacon grease on it, and he would go out and talk sweetly to the dog later on and make up to him. You know, it's a good coach. So anyway, Charlie, you know, through the 40s and 50s became just a national mainstay. And Mary Howley in Portage, who is at Candlewood Kennel, she's been kicking there a long time. She remembers him, and she marveled about Charlie being so easy with his dogs and yet getting them to work with him. She said his bootlaces were always untied, and as he walked around at these field trials. And Charlie died the way he would have wanted to while he was at a field trial near Eagle, where he they've got a little rise there that they now call Charlie Morgan's Hill. We got a letter in response to this story. And it's a lady who grew up there, and she said, "Everything you said about Charlie Morgan was right. The adults called him Chuck. To us kids, he was Mr. Morgan. And we kids, he helped him train his dog by throwing birdies into the pond." I think she means dummies or bumpers, mm-hmm. throwing those training dummies. So the little kids in town got into that with him, and she said, "And I'll never forget that Fox Farm where he kept all his equipment. He had this building there. It always smelled like wet dogs."
Oh, man. Kathy in Prairie du Chien has something for us. Hi, Kathy.
Hello. Hi there. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
I had an idea. I felt for the magazine. My son is involved in car shows. He loves car shows and antique cars. And so he puts together a car cruise in May and a car show in August where groups come together. It could be even up to 100. Where they travel around, like Crawford County, for example, to a bar, get food, and another place, and they keep going throughout the day. And they always have prizes and drawings at each place. And then in the fall, that's in May, and then in the fall, he'll do a car show right in a tiny town called Wazika, which is next to Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin. And he again, he gets very supported by lots and lots of local businesses and has lots and lots of drawings and giveaways. And I was just thinking about that for like a, and I've noticed that the little towns have little bars and gas station towns have been like having little pop-up car shows maybe every other Wednesday night or something like that. So it's becoming more and more popular.
Well, that sounds like a good idea. And Kathy, what you should probably do is send a note to our Wisconsin magazine, just a quick note, and let her follow up
Car shows are so popular, Larry. Oh, yeah. My gosh, they're everywhere.
So, Kathy and Prairie du Chien, I hope you'll do that, and Mike might just take advantage of it. Appreciate it very much. Here we are in our member drive. And I just want to mention, and here we are to the top of the hour, I just want to mention that your support is very, very important.
It really is. And today is the day to stand up and be counted. This is a one-day drive. One day, folks. WPR programs that you and so many others rely on are possible when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We've got a group of generous members have created a match up to $65,000 to inspire you to support WPR today and for as long as it lasts. Your gift will be matched.
And good news, there's still room for your gift to be matched. So double your impact for the programs that you value at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We always have a lot of fun talking with Mike Bino. It's fun to hear about the stories in the magazine and just to talk to people who call in with their own ideas. We are listener supported here at WPR, and it means when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. You make this hour and many more hours possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Take a couple of minutes and make your gift.
And we got an update, Larry. We have actually, we're about halfway there already. So thank you all for you who have given. And if you haven't, now's your chance. So make an ongoing gift of maybe $15 or $20 a month or whatever amount is right for you. Set that up on your credit or debit card, or better yet, right from your bank account. That's why we call us, that's what we call a sustaining gift. And the beauty of it is that you don't have to remember to renew your support every year.
Yep, absolutely. Your support is, you'll be as consistent as your WPR listening.
Oh, I like it, Larry.
You can put it that way.
That's really good.
Month after month, year after year, you can become a sustainer right now. Set up your ongoing gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Public radio gives people opportunities to hear programming that they can't hear anywhere else. My greatest fear as a driver is that I'll run out of a zone where there's a public radio station, and then I have to revert to something else. But I keep coming back because of the variety. My name is Penny, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for programming I can't get anywhere else.
Let me know.
Penny, you're a woman after my own heart. Thank you so much for your comments and for your contribution. And what about you? We're coming up to the top of the hour here, and if you're looking for a fun way to show your support for WPR, why not contribute now? Go to WPR.org, or you can phone 888-202-2552. And Mike Bino is going to be with us for the next hour, so stay with us. We'll take a look at the news, and then we'll be back with Mike. I'm Larry Mueller with Jill Nadeau. Great to have you along today on WPR News. Larry Mueller here. We're talking with Mike Bino, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine, during our one-day winter member drive. And speaking of the drive, we have a very ambitious plan of raising an entire member drive's worth of donations in just one day. Jill Nadeau here to help me out with that. Jill?
Hey, Larry. I'm here to tell people that their gift is very important right now, because listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs. So donate now and you'll help make this one-day drive a success, meaning more of the news, the conversations, and the Larry Mueller Show that you value. It's a great time to give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And today your support goes twice as far. We've got a generous group of donors who will match all donations up to $65,000.
And they put this together because they want to encourage you to join them in supporting the WPR programs that inform and inspire you and the entire state.
And your participation, really, honestly, it's vital. Join in to meet this match before the end of the day. Give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
You know, sometimes in our day, you don't feel so powerful, but when you give, you are powerful, because people who listen, you, provide the most significant share of funding for WPR programs. Your donation, it's an investment in Wisconsin Public Radio and in the news, in the conversations, in the entertainment that keep you informed and engaged.
And your contribution keeps independent public service radio on the air for you and the entire community. So I hope you'll give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Now, just take a second and think about what's important to you. Family, friends, hobbies. These are things that you invest in, your time and sometimes your money. Giving to what's important to you, it makes a difference in your life. It makes you feel good.
It does indeed. The biggest source of funding for our WPR is listener support, so your gift makes a difference in your life and in the lives of hundreds of thousands of other listeners. And together, we make an impact on our community. So make a difference today. Make your difference today with your first ever gift, $10 a month or $120 at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
My name is Silke Schmidt. I am originally from Germany, and we've lived in Madison since January 2012. For me, radio is really a way to get information. In general, I just really enjoy the variety. I feel like, especially if you're a newcomer to Wisconsin, listening to WPR is just a really good way to be introduced to the state.
Make your contribution today, because listener support makes Wisconsin Public Radio possible. Give now at WPR.org and click Donate.
That's right. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. This is the Winter Member Drive. Larry Mueller with Jill Nadeau, and listener support's our biggest source of funding. And that's why your gift, $10 a month, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, has an important impact.
It certainly does. And you know, it's super simple to give. All we need is your name, your contact info, the amount of your gift, and how you'd like to pay.
Takes just a couple of minutes to make your contribution, and those few minutes fund your daily listening. Your support right now really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And today is our only on-air drive day, so to ask for your support this winter, so join in now and get in on that $65,000 dollar-for-dollar match. Give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your support for WPR will go twice as far.
This member drive asks for your set of two WPR kitchen towels as your thank you gift. And we've got some serious surprises coming up relating to that, Jill, that you may not know about yet, but I have in my own head.
Oh, I'm scared, Larry.
They're absorbent. Their cotton dish towels will be a handy and attractive reminder of your support for WPR. Ask for your set when you give $25 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And if you're a sustaining member making ongoing monthly gifts, thank you. And maybe make today the day you increase your support for WPR by $5 or $10 a month or whatever amount that you choose at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Emily in Milwaukee says, I really appreciate the discussions WPR provides.
Your gift very powerful and really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and thank you very much. Let's turn to Mike Bino of Our Wisconsin Magazine. Mike, we have a caller online, Barb from Nakusa. So let's go to Barb here and see what's on Barb's mind. Hi, Barb.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm calling about, it's called Antique Shop Hop. I've been going since 2020, and it's the south, southeast, central Wisconsin, and a little bit of Illinois, and it's antique shops, and I call them junk shops, but they have really unique, good prices, awesome treats. Just, it's a really fun day, and they have a map. You can go online and Facebook and look it up, and they have a map of all the different shops that are participating, and it's just so fun.
It's called the Shop Hop?
Yes.
The Shop Hop in central and southeast Wisconsin. And, well, Mike, have you got that down?
I have it down. Is that self-directed, a self-directed tour?
Yes. Yep. But they have, like I said, on Facebook, they have a map of all the different shops and what kind of shops they are.
What's your best find of all when you did that?
I found a windmill.
Oh! How'd you get it home?
In the back of the pickup. I take a pickup.
Where is it now?
It's in my yard.
There you go.
When I'm in Nakusa, I'm going to look for that. I'll find you. You got to talk about antiques.
Yeah, you're probably the only one with a windmill in their yard, Barb. So there you go. Thanks a lot for calling. It sounds like
That's
good
fun.
Yeah. Bill in Oshkosh has something for us. Bill, hi.
Hello there.
What's on your mind?
Well, I found that the most important in the magazine every week, every month, it's 2 months, is that when you get the magazine, you turn to the page where there's two pictures which are supposedly identical, but there's 10 things wrong between them, and that's the one everybody turns to. And I understand it's probably the most popular thing that's looked at in the magazine, And I find that it's hard enough to find those at the size you've been printing at, but you're shrinking the pictures.
So he wants bigger pictures again, Mike.
Bigger pictures. Bill, you know, I learned the hard way how popular that puzzle is. So you've got a side-by-side cartoon drawing, and you're challenged to find that's almost identical. You're challenged to find the 10 differences in the pictures. Okay. So Bill enjoys doing that. Every once in a while on the magazine, we don't really do a whole lot of surveys. We try to listen to the readers with their mail and listen to what they tell us. Well, once in a while, you just hold something for an issue and maybe don't run it. And if you hear the sound of one hand clapping, maybe people don't care all that much about it. We held that one. Well, I walked into church on a Sunday, and here's the guy who's usually the most cheerful old, he's the old Marine, he's cheerful. Well, he looked like a Marine going up the hill at Iwo Jima. He comes, storms right up to me, he says, "Mike, what happened to the cartoon capers?" And I, we're just taking a little break. Well, no, I'm not subscribing anymore if you don't have that in. That's the first thing I do. Oh, so anyway, Bill, I hear you. And we'll talk to our cartoonist, Dave Carpenter, who does these, and see if we can increase the size a little bit. You enjoy the puzzles, huh?
Yes, and another thing is, you've had two books published. Are you going to publish the third one yet? Because I'm running out of gifts.
So you like these puzzles so much, you bought two books that were offered for sale that have them in there, and you worked your way through them, huh?
Yeah, and he's giving them away for gifts, too.
Okay, well, I'll have to I have heard that the cartoonist really wants to do a third one, so we'll find out about that. I'll tell you what, we've heard you. We've heard you. Thank you. And, you know, this is a survey that we're getting for free. So and you know, I'd expect that out of someone from Oshkosh, Bill, because I was born there.
Bill, thanks a lot for calling. You can join in too, by the way. Number to call 800-462-7413. I'm trying to remember the number. I've got so many numbers.
1-800-642-1234.
Oh, that one, yeah.
That one.
642-1234, the number to call. You can email us. That I remember. Talk at WPR.org. Love to hear from you. And speaking of things, Patty emailed to say Patty missed the name of the city of the man who repairs jukeboxes and other things and wants to go back to that name.
Elk Mound.
Elk Mound. And the name of it, I think have they got a website? Yeah, I think they have.
It's called Restoration Station, and I will give you that website. It is Restoration, STN, as in Norbert, .com. Restoration, STN, .com.
In Elk Mound, Wisconsin. So there you go. Oh,
we
man.
We just sold a jukebox.
So, oh, there's so many other stories, you know, in the, and we have just barely scratched the surface here, but one that I took special interest in as well because of speed skating. And you know, here in Madison, we grew up, and I had nothing to do with it, but there are some world champion speed skaters that have come out of Madison, but I didn't know about Maddie Horn from Beaver Dam, and there's a great story in there about her as a champion speed skater.
Larry, this is one of my favorite stories in this issue, just what you said. These days, speed skaters, we've got the Pettit Center at State Fair Park, and they come from all over North America, maybe all over the world, to train there, and they train hard. And you get Olympic champions like Dan Jansen out of there. And also hockey players, you know, they have their frozen sheets all over the place. There are many, many highly accomplished hockey players, maybe even pros, who've never stood on natural ice. I learned that from speaking with many of them at Eagle River at the annual pond hockey up here. They come from, you know, Florida, Texas, all over. So Maddie Horn from Beaver Dam Speed Queen. She goes back to, she was born in 1911, and she was 10 years old when she first put on her skates, and she made an impact that was felt all over the world in speed skating. Called the Mighty Mite, she was barely over 5 feet tall, and she's referred to as Beaver Dam Speed Queen. Well, Monarch Ranges sponsored her for some of her travel. Just down the road in Ripon, they made Speed Queen washers and dryers there. Still do, I believe. Madeline Horn never had frozen rinks such as the Pettit Center. The nearest indoor skating was in Chicago in her day. This would have been in the 20s. Now, she played tennis, volleyball, basketball, softball. She's a very swimmer. This kid from the rural area of Wisconsin there by Beaver Dam, but she loved ice skating because she could go really fast. Where did she train? Flooded farm fields when they would ice over, and maybe there's a dead furrow or something like that without the clods, and you could skate on it. Sometimes they would flood the tennis court at Wayland Academy there. Most of the time, she and her friends would go to Beaver Dam Lake, and they'd shovel it off. They'd work and shovel it off, and then they'd have a path to skate, and they'd get out to Skunk Island and just start making the circuit around that. Now, here's somebody who later made it to the Olympic team who's circling Skunk Island, Beaver Dam, in the morning, at night, working, until finally someone at the coach at the Oconomowoc Skating Club just prior to World War II, discovered her somehow. Oconomowoc was a hub of speed skating at that time. So she got going in some of these competitions in 37, and she won the Great Lakes Speed Skating Championships. You just tell me if we need to break, Larry. she won, set national records, half mile, three-quarter mile, and a mile. They weren't measuring in meters in those days. She started stacking up championships all over the Midwest, and that finally led her to Oslo, Norway in 1938. And the top teams back then, top skaters were, of course, who you'd guess, Finland, Norway, Germany. She outpaced everybody in the field, coming in only a half second behind the Norwegian champion, Leila Nilsen. That, it sounds like second place, you know, so what? No American had ever done that. No speed skaters had ever gone over to Europe and had done that. And so she was invited to the 1940 Winter Olympics, and that, unfortunately, was canceled due to the onset of World War II. She missed her chance. But you know what she did instead? She went to work as on the home front. She went to work as a security guard for Alice Chalmers, West Alice, which was making propulsion systems for Navy destroyers. This little lady, 5 feet tall, carried a shotgun and strapped a hog leg on and went around patrolling the factory just to do that for her country. And she later taught speed skating. But people are contacting us about this. We got a letter this week from a woman who said, my mother, who is approaching age 100, remembers Maddie Horn, and here's some, they have some 8mm movies of her skating out there on the ice, and, you know, shared it with us. That's some of the stuff I love about this magazine, because You touch people with these stories, and Wisconsin Public Radio touches people too.
That is perfect, Mike. And speaking of champions, I think we're champions of public radio here in Wisconsin, at least, aren't we, Joe?
That's right, Larry. I hear Queens singing in the background.
We're the speed queens, the radio queens and kings. And your support is so important for us. It powers the news and conversations and the shows that you count on.
That's how WPR works. It's the people who use it that are the largest source of funding for it.
And now's a great time to give. You'll help us raise an entire member drive's worth of donations in just one day. It's all we're doing. So give now. Make the one-day drive a success at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And that's right, because today a generous group of current members will match all contributions up to $65,000. And we're about halfway there, so make sure you get in on that, because it means that your support for this essential public service that you rely on will go twice as far.
It's a great day to give. Join in now with your gift, any amount, and it'll be doubled at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And we have such a lot of information that we give out on this show. And today, so much fun because we're hearing about people that we probably hadn't heard about before. You know, Maddie, the speed skater. It's so nice to hear about these people that are maybe forgotten in a lot of different areas. Where else are you going to hear that? WPR, of course, is listener supported. And that means that when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many more hours possible. Choose an amount that works for you. Take a few minutes and make your gift.
And when you give today, you can become a sustainer. As a sustaining member, you give an amount, let's say $10 or $15 a month, whatever. That will automatically come out of your bank account or maybe your credit card. And your monthly gift continues until you ask to make a change.
Yeah, and that means that we can depend on you. And the way you depend on us day in and day out, year in, year out, you are still in control. You can change your giving at any time. So become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know those towels that live in your kitchen? What do you call them?
Oh, those are dish towels.
Kitchen towels.
Tea towels.
Dish rags.
However you refer to them, you'll love having this set of two WPR towels as a handy and colorful reminder of your support for Wisconsin Public Radio. Get yours now when you give $25 a month or more. Here's how.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Larry Mueller with Jill Nadeau, and your support during this drive makes all these conversations possible. How much do we have to give for the towels?
Oh, Larry, ask me all these questions.
I don't remember.
$25 a month.
$25
Or more. Yep.
I've been thinking about those towels. You're well known across the country as a champion seamstress.
Well, I'm a good seamstress. I don't know about the well known across the country part, Larry,
I was thinking I'm going to contribute the $25 a month.
Uh-huh.
And you could take those towels that I get and make me a nice pillow.
I could. I would be happy to do that, Larry.
There are so many uses for these towels other than just dishes.
Well, I don't know about you, Larry, but, you know, I get these really cute kitchen towels, and I'm like, I don't want to use them because they're so cute. So if you
my head on a towel.
You could, Larry. You could go to sleep with WPR.
Knowing that you seamstress them for me?
I seamstress them for you? Yes, that's exactly what I did, Larry. I seamstress them for you.
And for $25 a month.
That's right.
I have to do it right after the show.
Yeah,
I forgot to do it before.
I think it'd make a cute apron, actually. That's what I'm thinking.
If you still had a car with an antenna, you could probably make a flag out of it.
You could.
There's lots of uses for these towels other than just washing dishes. I'm telling you that for free. And you can have those towels and also, you know, just the knowledge that you've contributed to WPR when you make that gift, $25 a month or more, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And heck, it's just a one-day drive, Joe.
That's right. And, you know, if you're not a sustainer, why don't you become right now? It's easy to set up. Ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And Karen in Argyle, our lovely Karen Argyle, says, our business was lucky enough to be featured on Larry Mueller, and we so appreciate the boost it gave us.
Oh.
Isn't that nice? It's nice, Karen, to be able to support Wisconsin business.
Yeah, it really is. And And I'm sure Karen in Argyle has given a gift. What about you? Give your gift right now. So important at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you. Great to have you along today on WPR News. Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau. And our guest today, Mike Beno, editor of Our Wisconsin magazine. We're talking about the February-March issue. The April one will be coming out probably pretty quick. We'll ask him about that later. But Mike, I wanted to ask you about this year's treasure hunt. For those who aren't familiar with it, I was looking at the map to see which counties had been eliminated already. Tell us how it all works.
Well, that's one of the we were talking to Bill a little while ago about the puzzles in the magazine. And, you know, we make our bread and butter here is feature stories about people. But we change it up by throwing in some interesting fun contests where some people can win something really cool. In the past, we've had we've given away a couple cars, a couple boat, motor, and trailer packages, all new stuff. Teardrop trailer, campers, all fits with the mission of getting out and, enjoying Wisconsin. And people get out in our treasure hunt and they win these prizes. So the story behind it is we hide a key in a park, some park somewhere in the state of Wisconsin. It as long as it's a public park, it's could
fair
be
game.
State. Yeah, it's fair game. And we hide that key, then we challenge readers to find it in the pages of the magazines that follow subsequently. We give a clue in each issue, and we also have the map of Wisconsin, 72 counties, and we eliminate 10 counties per issue to narrow the search. This time, people are going to be out looking for a pair of his and hers e-bikes. And I got pretty excited when this idea came to us from Clara Metz of Minocqua, a reader, because right here we're in a very big bicycling area. You can ride 61 miles on paved trails from Mercer on down to St. Germain Eagle River, and the networks of trails around the state are growing continually. You've got the Rails to Trails, Sparta Elroy. They're all around the state, and that's great because it gets people out and looking around and enjoying the fresh air and away from screens and all that good stuff. So we've got a pair of his and hers e-bikes. We found them being assembled at a small town, it's Small Town Bike Company in Hingham, Wisconsin. That's in Sheboygan County, just edging up into the northern Kettle Moraine. We've got these small-town bikes. The prize is $5,700 in value, retail value. Whoever finds the key, the hidden key, and e-bikes do work with keys, by the way. these were engineered by Dustin Veldkamp, who is the owner of the company, and an engineer. Okay, we've got two cruiser-style e-bikes. We've got a carrier that fits on the receiver of your vehicle, so you don't even have to lift them on. You can roll them on. And what's so cool about these things is they've got a long range. They can go up to 50 miles on a charge, and up to about 20 miles per hour. This was all new to me because, like I said, I ride on some of the trails up here, and I get on my old-fashioned bike, and I got to throw my leg up over that saddle to get on, and it's getting harder as years go by. My knees are still pretty good, but I'm out there pedaling, and I keep hearing behind me, on your left, on your left, on your left, and here come people cruising past me, you know, pedaling on these e-bikes. Some of them, there are some people in this world older than me, not many, but people older than me, and they got grins on their faces. They're not saying anything to me, like, get out of the way. But what it's done is maybe somebody isn't as nimble as they once were, or maybe they don't have quite the balance or strength that they once had. This has reopened bike riding and enjoyment to a completely different demographic. This isn't people in Lycra putting their heads down on a road bike with a helmet and you can go doing 50 miles. You know, this has greatly expanded the the pastime, the sport for so many people. And that's what these bikes are all about, getting out and enjoying Wisconsin. I got on one and rode it. I'm going to go back and pick up a couple that are going to be around my house.
Yeah, and all you got to do is find the key. Well, you have to get in the magazine, see the clues.
Yeah. A reader, what you got to do is get in the magazine, turn to the page every time. We have one in every issue. We reprise the clues every single time. And what you need to do is put together the clues, watch the state as it's narrowing before your eyes on a little map, and then get out there and look. Last year, we got it down to two counties. There was a teardrop trailer at stake. Neat little camper. And finally, it was down to two counties, Door County and Juneau County. Door County has five state parks in it. Thought that might be a good one to keep out there. A couple from Juneau County, farming couple retired, finally found it. It got down to two counties. They thought, well, it was January, and the football game, playoff games, that's not on till noon. Let's go look at the park down the road. And sure enough, they found it. And the neat thing to me was they told me later they pulled up to the park. The gates closed. It's wintertime. There were eight cars parked along County Trunk M there, and people coming out of the woods saying, there's a whole bunch of searchers back in there. And they decided they'd look anyway, and they found it.
Where did they find it, Mike? Where did you hide it?
They found it in Kennedy County Park in Juneau, Wisconsin. Now, I'll give away my secret of where I put it.
Okay.
I was walking through there, and I'm looking all over, and one time we had one with one clue. No, you don't, where they found the prize. You don't want one clue. You want the mystery to build. I'm walking around, and I'll say, wait a minute. I'm walking on this road, and here's this old wooden post. There's camping in this park and stuff. This old wooden post with a sign on it, and it's a small speed limit sign, 10 miles per hour, kind of a half-leaning, decrepit little guy. It's been in there a long time. And they had the 10 miles MPH sign. It was cardboard. It was tacked on there. And I thought, wait a minute, is there some room here? I look. Just enough to shove it between that 10 mile per hour and the wood backing and just get it in there. And I don't know how many people walk by it, but the couple's walking through, and he looks, pulls it out. His wife says to me, I was so excited I ripped it out of his hands. I didn't even let him look at it. And she said, you've made our day. You've made our life. And they drove up to Wausau and collected it.
That's a great story. Mike Mino, our guest today from Our Wisconsin Magazine, as we travel along here through the day in our one and only day of winter member drive for WPR. Today's the only day we'll be on air asking for your support.
That's right. So what that means is more of your favorite programs are going to be available, but it also means that we need to raise an entire drive's worth of donations in just one day. So your gift now is just so important. Make the one-day drive a success when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And we had a lot of contributors involved in this, and they came together and raised up to $65,000.
That's right.
So that's all going to be matched by that group of generous donors.
Yeah, they encourage you to join them in support of Wisconsin Public Radio. So double your support for the programs that you value when you give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I like to think of WPR as kind of a statewide town hall, and it is, I think, in a lot of ways. People get together to hear about topics and issues they care about. They ask questions, they share information.
That's right. And you know what? You benefit from this community. and we're asking you to help pay for it. Your support is a very important piece of what we do here at WPR, and it makes WPR possible. So be a part of the great tradition with your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And by the way, I want to pause for a second here just to say a big thank you. If you've already, and I know a lot of people have already contributed
yes.
to today, so thanks so much for that contribution. That's listener support, and that's WPR. It's is listener supported, and that means your gift keeps Wisconsin Public Radio the strong, reliable station you depend on. You decide the amount. For example, 10, 20 bucks a month, or maybe 25 bucks a month, and we'll send you those
cool towels.
Those cool towels. But you'll be supporting your listening right here at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I like to listen to WPR because it informs me, enriches me, and also kind of challenges me. It's just wonderful. I listen the minute I wake up on the way to work, when the work day is done, in the evening, and we even have the radio on for our pets during the day. I became a sustaining member, first of all, because of the convenience. It helps me be a part of WPR in a significant way because it's ongoing. It's a way to keep the mission going, and my small part, I think, plays a part in that. I'm David from Stevens Point, Wisconsin. I encourage you to join me in sustaining Wisconsin Public Radio.
David from Stevens Point, thank you so much for that. What about you? Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your donation during this one-day winter member drive. Larry Mueller with Jill Nadeau. Join in with your gift right now because WPR's essential service is available to you and your community, and you can help us keep it that way. Thanks for your support, by the way.
I think we should get all of the people whose pets listen to WPR during the day together and have a party, you know? I think that would be great.
I think that happens a lot.
I think that happens a lot. I hear that a lot, for sure. You know, a lot of us have things we spend money on daily, like a pup cup or a cup of coffee or a favorite snack.
I'm going to have to spend some money on some thread for you to sew me up those those towels into a pillow.
That's right.
Only one. I'd have to do double, I suppose, to get four.
Yeah, you're going to
have two pillows.
Mm-hmm. Unless you want to put, you know, something plain on the back, which wouldn't be as fun.
I guess, I could do that. Yeah, you could make me two pillows.
I could. Mm-hmm.
We just have a plain back, and then we just show off the WPR front.
There you
and
go.
And they're really pretty cool looking.
They're
towels
very
when
nice.
Get right down to
yeah.
it.
Yeah, those are done in-house by Grace, and she does a beautiful job.
And, you know, there are years for $25 a month contribution. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552, you can get those towels and maybe make pillows out of them.
Or something else. I mean, it's cloth. I mean, I think we're a little short on places to buy material these days. So, hey, you know, they used to do that with the old feed sack. So why not? Use your kitchen towel. If you're a sustaining member making ongoing monthly gifts, thank you so much. Make today the day you increase your support of WPR by $5 or $10 a month or whatever amount you choose at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Kenneth in Beloit says the Larry Mueller Show is a standout.
Oh, Kenneth, thank you so much. What about you now when it comes to gift giving? Your gift right now, very powerful and really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you. Talking today with Mike Bino, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine. Always fun to have him come by. Maybe you've got an idea for a story or maybe just a question or something you saw in a recent issue that you want to ask him about. Numbers 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us to talk@WPR.org. You know, we're pretty inventive people here in the state, Mike, and get interested in a lot of things. And Carol from Little Chute shared a story about her father who had an airport in his backyard, which I thought was kind of cool. Maybe you could share with us some of Carol's aviation history.
Yeah, I will do that, and we are going to do that. During the break, I did put a couple names to those winners for you last time they won the trailer. That's Judy and Frank Zobal of New Lisbon.
Okay.
They're that couple that wrestled the bag out of each other's hands. Yeah. Anyhow, they had fun and they won a $6,000 trailer. So we've all heard of Whitman Field, Whitman Airport, right?
Yep.
Okay. And every summer, what happens there?
There's a big event there, a big air event there.
There certainly is.
Good guess, Larry.
No, I know. I remember from the story.
The EAA Air Venture.
I drive by that every year and have gone to it once.
Yeah, it really is something. It's, you know, world renowned. You know, they always talk about it being the busiest airport. But there for that week in the summertime, and that's a cool thing about Wisconsin. But did you know there were two Whitman airports? Okay. Well, Carol Dillinger from Little Chute tells us about the first one. And this was Whitman, Wittmann. The one famous one in Oshkosh is Wittmann, named after air legend Steve Whitman. But Steve Whitman was a cousin of Carol's grandfather's, with the name spelled slightly differently. And that gentleman in the 20s had a farm, and he was very interested in airplanes. This was during barnstorming days when biplanes would land in fields and sell rides to people. It was the beginnings of airmail in the United States, and this airport became one of the airmail posts at the back in the 20s. So Dad had to milk the cows, and he had to get them pasture, cut the hay and all that, but she, as busy as this dairy farmer was, and they're all busy, they're all way too busy, all he talked about was airplanes. He never talked about this farm that he worked on 18 hours a day, airplanes. And he gave some of the land to these pilots, and they formed an airport on his farm. And it's not far from present-day Appleton International Airport. I think there's a Kitson File hardware store on Old Highway 41 on the site of this. But she remembers, she takes us through the story about Dad's airport and at least 100 acres of land to do it. And it was officially named the George A. Whiting Airport because of some money that Nina Paper Mogul put into it, $5,000 at the time. So they built a hangar, and they had grass runways, and they had biplanes, grass runways crisscrossing so that they could catch the wind both landing and taking off. And first airmail out of there started December 15th of 1928. And it had a flight school in the 1930s. Now, this is right there where the highway is running through. You get, you know, heading toward Lake Butamore and Oshkosh, it's quite built up now. This was wide open land, and there were really flight pioneers going in there. In 1930, it was eliminated as an airmail stop. You know, it kind of dwindled from
yeah.
there. But eventually, they built the Outagamie County Airport very nearby on Ballard Road in Appleton, and then Winnebago decided to build its own Whitman Airport. So there's a lot of history here, and we've got a neat picture in here of these four biplanes sitting outside a barn from the 20s, and she's got it up on her wall. Carol Dillinger does. She took it down, had a scan made, and told us about her grandpa. The story came in letter form, and we asked her a few more questions, helped her develop it. And this is the way stories land in this magazine, and no pun intended.
It's an amazing picture, too.
Yeah, it really, really is. We had an email from Marilyn to second the request for a third Cartoon Capers book, and in addition, Marilyn wonders if our Wisconsin could feature a museum of or cultural center in every issue. She says you'd never run out. And she said
the
ad for, is it Lives or Ease?
Livriza.
Livriza. The ad that you had in the magazine for Livriza prompted them to visit. And so she was hoping you could do something like that in each issue.
Scandinavian culture, and thank you for that. We've had the Oshkosh Public Museum in, and Sheboygan. I think that more of those are that's a good idea, because with the museums, we can get a little visual. Usually you can get some good photos to accompany the story and maybe catch someone's interest. Thank you, Marilyn, for that idea.
Yeah, it was great. Alan in Silver Lake called but couldn't stay with us, wanted to know if our Wisconsin has published an article about the Red Crown Lodge in northern Wisconsin, or did Alan read that somewhere else?
We have not, but the Red Crown Lodge is about 3 miles from where I'm sitting. literally, it's on the shores of Trout Lake, very big lake in Vilas County, right off Highway 51, and it was set up by the Standard Oil Company, and it was a business retreat way back when. Remember the red crowns on top of the gas pumps?
Yeah.
At the Standard stations? There's two of them out there right at the driveway turning in. I've been lucky enough to be invited there a time or two for a meeting. In fact, one was tied to UW over there, so they've used that. It's an event center now, it's a beautiful place. The golf course across the road, Trout Lake Golf Club, was part of it at one time, so it's a very big thing.
Yeah.
Good history. Thanks for the idea.
Yeah. And I played quite a bit of golf at that Trout Lake Golf Course, as a matter of fact.
What a surprise, Larry.
Yeah, Jill is...
I'm shocked.
Yeah, Jill is shocked at that. Well, Mike, how do people get subscribed to our Wisconsin?
Well, you can subscribe or you can pick up a single issue and see for yourself. You can call
877-717-8925. Or if you've got a copy, you can find out. You'll have it right in front of you. There'll be information right in the magazine. Mike's always a pleasure. It always is fun talking with you, and we really want to thank you for being with us during this member drive. Appreciate it.
I'm honored to come on, and, public radio is something that I think everybody needs to get behind. I've seen some hard-hitting reporting this month, and I also listen to Simply Folk. Sheila Shigla and Jeff Durkee take turns, put their own special spin on folk music. So I'm getting entertainment, I'm getting informed, and I think this is a jewel, and I think everybody should get behind Wisconsin Public Radio.
Mike. Well,
thank you so much, Mike.
Thanks.
We appreciate that.
And today would be a good day to get behind Wisconsin Public Radio. We have a one-day drive. It's our winter member drive. We're doing it in one day, and your support powers this program and the news and the entertainment that Mike was mentioning that we have here on WPR. And that's why your gift is so important.
So now is the day to stand up and be counted on this one-day drive. The WPR programs that you and so many others rely on are possible when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Been saying this, but just to repeat, a group of generous members has created a match up to $65,000 to inspire you to support WPR today. For as long as it lasts, your gift will be matched.
And the good news is there's still room for your gift to be matched. Double your impact for programs that you value. Give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Always enjoy talking with Mike Bino.
Yes.
It's a great, and it feels like a trip down memory lane in some ways, but we always get lots of good support from people who are listening in either emails or phone calls. It's listener-powered in so many ways, this show, because of the contribution from listeners. And here we are, listener-supported financially as well as through this show every day of every weekday. And it means when you give at WPR.org or you phone 888-202-2552, you make this hour and so many more hours possible. Choose an amount that works for you. Take a couple of minutes and make your gift.
And it's easy to support Wisconsin Public Radio. And really, the easiest way is to become a sustainer. You'll be making ongoing monthly gifts from your bank account or a credit or debit card.
And some people give $10 a month to start with. Many give $15, $20, $25 a month. Pick an amount that works for you and become a sustainer at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and then sit back and enjoy the ease and convenience of supporting the programs you value.
Well, I think it's an investment in your own brain. I mean, I'm a retired person now, and as you get older, you do realize you need to keep your brain flexible. And even when I was younger, it's good to keep your brain flexible. And investing in public radio, in Wisconsin public radio, really helps me to keep my brain up to date and gives me different ideas and different viewpoints. Wisconsin public radio is my source for a better life.
Give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Let me get that part in, too. It's hard to call with just half the number.
That's true. You can guess, but, you know.
202-2552. That's Jill Dadeau in the background there heckling me. We're asking for your support during our one-day member drive and your contribution. I don't care. It could be $10 a month, might be $100 a month, whatever amount you choose. That's really the right amount and makes a difference for your entire community. We're leaving you pretty quickly here. If you haven't given yet, please do it now. Tom in North Branch, Minnesota had something nice to say.
Oh, gosh, he sure did. He said, Larry Mueller always has something interesting, and when I miss his show live, I listen on demand. Awesome. Tom?
You can listen on demand, and you can contribute right now. Go to, where should they go? WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And make your contribution. Thanks so much for listening. Stay with us. Lots more in store here on WPR.